Get ready to get your nerd on.
Kick the week off right with games, gadgets, and general geekery from the ladies of the Electric Sisterhood.
On Tuesdays, get your pop culture news and reviews with a pure Bostonian perspective on the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Geek Aggro is coming at you on Wednesdays to fill what's left of your cerebral cortex with the hottest beats to get you on your feet.
Then on Thursdays, you have me, Phil the Issues Guy, presenting the Live Issues program.
It's going down each week. Only in the land of Ash, nerdcore at its finest.
And now, the Boston Bastard Brigade, Electric Sisterhood, and On Mystery Inc. Proudly present, no borders, no race, the world's J-pop and alternative hotspot.
Konnichiwa, my bastards and wenches, and welcome to another episode of No Borders, No Race. I am your host, King Baby Duck. We have an excellent show planned for you this week. From Pop Cannibal, we have Zyba Scott coming on to talk about the game LG4 Dead World. I played it back at PAX East and was floored by its beauty and unique gameplay. And if you haven't yet, go onto Kickstarter and support it. There'll be a link to go check that out on our official post for this podcast episode. Then, our favorite brothers, Andrew and Jonathan Fleming from Wicked Anime, will be stopping by as we do a little Let's Play with the new game, Alien Isolation. Yeah, I know, an audio version isn't as exciting as a video one, but we at Esh are working on trying to get something like that happening soon. So, without further delay, let's start today's show. Remember, as always, if you like what you hear and want to support these artists, you can grab just about all these albums and EPs from cdjapan.co.jp, amazon.com, iTunes, Bandcamp, the band's official sites, and your local record store. We're going to start the show off with the new single from Super Beaver, and anime fans will recognize this as the opening theme to Barakamon, this year's best anime comedy. It's called Rashisa.
を出さなきゃいけない、そういう流行りの
B-sides from their newest single, Girl. And joining me right now are one of the guys over from Pop Cannibal, who are responsible for one of my favorite iOS games, Girls Like Robots. Right now, he's hard at work with the folks at Dejabon Games on a collaborative title called Elegy for a Dead World. Please welcome Ziba Scott.
Hello, I'm so glad you like Girls Like Robots.
Oh my god, it was such a great game! Before we go into Elegy for a Dead World, I want to ask, how did you come up with that title?
It was the first rule of the game. I was drawing what I could for the prototype, and I couldn't draw the cat I wanted to, so it was a robot.
So it was originally going to be Girls Like Cats?
Please Everyone was the first working title, as in you can't please everyone all the time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can see that. But yeah, I remember seeing the game a couple of years ago at the Boston Festival of Indie Games, the very first one, and I really liked it, and I was really happy to see that you got picked up by Adult Swim Games.
Yeah, yeah. That was a lot of fun. At Boston Festival, I was the day before being able to tell people that, so I was biting my tongue at my booth.
Right. Contractual obligations and whatnot.
Yeah.
But I'm glad it got a lot of success. I really enjoyed the game, and I hope all of our listeners, if they haven't played it yet, please go play Girls Like Robots. It's such a fantastic title. So right now, as of this recording, you're getting ready for IndieCade. So How has the convention and expo circuit been treating you so far?
I really enjoy it. It's a lot of fun. I actually both get a lot of, the press is always great to have that, but I also just really like playtesting. I guess you could say it's a really expensive, non-scientific method of playtesting, but I love it.
Right.
I stick there with a notebook and take a lot of notes, and so these festivals and conferences have been really great to make the games better.
Right, so you can like check and see like what the majority liked and what the majority didn't like, and then you can go back and tinker the game that way.
Yeah, what confuses people is a big one, for UI stuff especially. I know with both Elegy and Girls Like Robots, things that I thought were so obvious were stupid. like this, all right, no one is going to guess, so you click here on the menu to do that, so it's very helpful.
Understandable. So where did the inspiration for Elegy for Dead World come about?
So it's been a really oddly, I guess you could say organic, but I think organic is just a way of saying it was really messy coming to this project, where Dejaban, our friends in Boston, had a little time and invited us to just play around with something. So it really started very, not quite unfocused, but sort of focused on this super minimalist five-day project. And we just kept switching directions all 5 days. And at the end of it, we actually really liked the direction we were pointed.
And it's strange, because I like the guys over at Dejaban Games. They're known more for like the crazier titles like Drunken Robot Pornography and Ah. So it was really interesting to see them like take a step back on and creating a project like this.
Yeah, I saw one. There was an article recently talking about Elegies, assuming that since Dejaban's wacky, that I'm the hyper-serious clove cigarette smoker that did this to the project, but it really wasn't at all one-sided. Chiro came to me with the initial idea of just simply walking and looking at things. Was the initial core of the idea. Walk along and read about what you see there. And that was it. And that's as serious and artsy as you can get. So
yeah. So tell us a little bit about the story behind Elegy for Dead World. Like, what is it all about?
So three portals have opened to long-dead civilizations, and Earth sent their best explorers and historians and biologists, but only you, a poet, survived the expedition. So it is your responsibility to write the only accounts of these worlds that anyone will ever know.
So how do players create their own stories with this game?
So there are two ways to really participate in the game. We have these luscious landscapes painted by Luigi Guardiari, and each of them are very carefully crafted to try and be inspiring without telling the story for you. And you walk through and you can imagine or perceive what happened there and write about it. Or really, you could write about anything. As you walk along, you stop, you open your little notepad in game, and you write something. And then you move along and you write another thing. And for some the really purest writers, that's the experience we find they want. For most people, that is terrifying. That's an intimidating blank paper.
Well, for some people, like myself, I think of it as more of a deeper version of like Mad Libs.
Right, so that's where we go with it next, to help people who are, myself included, who just want some more inspiration than just the images. And so we have these prompts, we're calling them, these collections of fragment sentences that will lead you along the way to get started, at least get your creative juices flowing.
Now, after they're done writing these stories, like, what are just some of the different ways players can share their stories with others?
So right now we're tied exclusively through Steamworks. And so after you write a story, you have the option, which we highly recommend, that you share your story on Steamworks. And then you're guided right after writing to reading, and you get to read other people's perspectives of these same worlds. Just they're totally different interpretations of what happened there, or maybe they wrote the story from a completely different perspective as a ghost of a native, or as a letter to their future selves. You can commend these stories. We decided not to keep it positive. We didn't want to have downvoting.
Right. Keep controls away.
Yeah, the good stuff should bubble to the top so that you're going to be presented with reading sort of the best, most celebrated imaginings in these worlds.
So, you guys, I think you've been showing this off since PAX East, correct?
Yes.
since that time, has there been any interesting interpretations that come to mind that some of the players who've tried out the demo have shown off to you?
Sure. I mean, and they really vary. Some things are sort of deep and poetic, seeing angels in the sculptures. One that sort of comes to mind is someone who wrote this long story about how this world's apocalypse was WWE related. It was a center for wrestling. It just, there was too much smashing, and they wrote this elaborate tale of that, and it was quite enjoyable.
Like John Cena got Layeth the SmackDown by The Rock, while a couple of the other wrestlers who I can't think of because I haven't watched pro wrestling in almost 10 years.
Yeah.
So you mentioned three portals, correct? Are
yes.
those like the only worlds, or are there more that people are going to be able to check out?
There are three worlds in the current scope of the project, but there are lots of prompts per world, at least planned. The idea is that you're going to yourself have many different perspectives on these worlds.
Okay, so can you dive in a little bit about how each of these worlds are going to stand out from one another?
Sure, so each world is based on a different specific poem by a British Romantic poet. So we picked three poems that each dealt with these existential themes and man's place in nature. And then we used those to sketch out our original landscape. So we basically tried to translate a poem into a landscape with the intent of leaving it somewhat loose. But they each of the poems is centered around the end of the world from different causes. So the first world is Shelley's Ozymandias, which is a world that, sort of crumbled under its own hubris, a world that believed it would last forever and built great monuments to itself, but it didn't last.
It's very interesting. Now, how did you decide upon these three specific poems? Like, were there other ones that you were trying to test out that didn't quite work out as much as the other ones did?
Well, we started with the second one, which was, I don't know if we started with the second one. Anyways, I'm really attached to the second one because it comes to mind. It's one of my favorite poems, which is John Keats's When I Have Fears That I May Cease to Be, which is when he's sort of dying of tuberculosis and worrying that he'll never write all the reflections of the world that are in his mind that he wants to. And so that was a real natural choice for me to want to do that. And that sort of set us on this path and of course, Dead Worlds, we got existentialism there. And so Shelley's Ozymandias is one that Jiro and I are both very familiar with and came to mind immediately. But we kind of had to search for our third poem to find, because once we'd stuck, we ended up, as Luigi pointed out, oh, these are all British romantics. We hadn't even realized they both were yet. So, well, we should find a third one to keep it thematically consistent.
Right, right, right. So what was the third one you wound up choosing?
Well, Lord Byron's Darkness, which was very directly, end of the world stuff. Very, very long and graphic with that. And so it was actually, but that one is so very related to what people did. And we're dealing with a world where all the people are gone and you can't actually read clues. And so we really had to stretch ourselves a bit to try and paint a world that tried to carry some of these same the variety of emotions that he expresses in that poem of how people are dealing with this apocalypse differently.
Wow, that's fantastic. Something that I can't really wait to experience for myself. So right now you have the game on Kickstarter, which has been a really great place for developers to make these sorts of games a reality. Like, this is where we found success with Pencil Test Studios' Armacrog, yeah. And Concepts Mighty Number 9 and WayForward Shantae Half Genie Heroes. So why did you choose Elegy for a Dead World to test this crowdfunding method on?
Well, more so than a lot of the other games that Digimon and Pop Campbell have made, this game has an audience, we believe, that we aren't as connected to from our other games. We think that, yes, this will resonate with a lot of gamers who want a bit of a different experience, but also just wanted another great narrative feeling. But we want to reach outside our Steam audience, basically. While we're technically tied to Steam for releasing right now, we want to find a way to reach a more writing-focused than gaming-focused audience, and Kickstarter has been a really interesting way for us to expand our communities.
That's fantastic. So this interview is going to be airing sometime near the close of the end. People are going to still be able to donate on the last couple days of the Kickstarter. So if you guys do wind up going over the initial goal, will there be ways that you're going to be planning to expand the game?
There is so much. As we go farther along this idea, I mean, it seems like the simplest thing in the world, walk along and write. But every time I show it to someone, they give me another brilliant idea for how to expand the experience or connect the sharing. There's more that can be done with this idea than we could ever accomplish, you know, this decade. If the Kickstarter goes over, it can do nothing but make the game better. There's just so much we want to do with it.
It sounds like it could be the type of game that expands as the years progress. You could add more worlds, more poems. It sounds like it could be like a never-ending experience for gamers, players, and even hopeful writers and poets to go and try out this game.
Yeah, we'd like to. And aside from just putting, you know, finding new ways that people can put into the game, put their stories and that, we'd love to also find ways that people can take their stories out and better ways of sharing and treasuring or framing or, you know, making a keepsake out of their creative work, things like that. There's so much to do.
And one of the ways that you showed off how people could make a keepsake is you'll be able to print up a book version of your story if you really wanted to.
Right, and that's... You know, that's one of those things, like, right now we're certainly going to... The first question is, will we allow people to, you know, take this copyrighted pictures and produce our own stuff? And absolutely, yeah. I mean, you know, within limits, you know, we don't want reselling the game in another game. But, you know, we really want people to feel like they're creating something that isn't locked into this game. They're creating something that is theirs creatively and emotionally.
What are you hoping players get out of their experience from Elegy for a Dead World?
I think for the bulk of players that we're going to have, they're probably not professional writers, so we hope that there's a lot of fun to be had for professional writers. I want people who don't see writing as a part of their everyday life, don't see creative writing, to have a good experience writing. Whether they think they wrote something good or not isn't the point. It's that they sat down for 10 to 45 minutes or longer and felt like, I wrote something, and that was enjoyable, and I'm happy I did that. I have... had a positive interaction with creative writing, and that's what I would love to bring to people.
And it's the type of game that I think could help with the creative juices flowing, could show off more original works and arts and all that great stuff that comes out of people's heads that they themselves wouldn't even know until they tried.
Right. I want somebody to be so happy and excited. I want them to be surprised with themselves and so surprised that they feel compelled to share it with someone else.
And I think that's a great experience. I think that's something that a lot of people would like to take out of this game. But I think my final question about Elegy for a Dead World is, why should our listeners play it? Like, what are you bringing to the table that no video game has yet to attempt?
It's the focus on writing. It's you know, people say, oh, you create your own stories in the game. This is very... anyone could just hand you a blank sheet of paper and say, you know, here's something that's totally focused on writing, write on that. But we are trying to gear every bit of this experience towards putting you in the right mood with the atmospheric sound and the visuals and with the simplicity and elegance of the interfaces we're trying to make and the tailoring of these prompts. All focus that down and to get you to have a good experience writing.
And I think that this is going to be a really cool experience and a much unique experience that a lot of people are looking for in video games outside of the whole shoot 'em up sort of thing that we've come to see. It's a cool way of like bringing out a creative flow that people don't think have inside of them, but secretly they really do. And I think that this is going to be something that's going to really change the focus on what video games can be and should be.
I hope so.
Well, Zyba, thank you so much for joining me here on No Borders, No Race. For more information, people can check out, I believe, on popcannibal.com and dejabon.com. Is that correct?
Right. Dejabon.com/elegy will take you directly to most of the info. Mm-hmm.
And if people want to find out more information on not just Elegy, but all your other past games, where's the best place people can look that up?
You'd think I'd have one spot. PopCannibal.com has all Girls Like Robot stuff. We have some Xbox Live Marketplace games like Fish Listening to Radio and Moon Taxi. You'll just have to search around for those.
All right. Very cool. Zyba, thank you again. And best of luck at IndieCade. And best of luck on the Kickstarter as well.
Thank you very much.
All right. So Up next, we got a song that fans of the documentary Exit to the Gift Shop will be familiar with. From the album Ladies Bridge, this is Richard Hawley with Tonight the Streets Are Ours.
Got feelings in your heart. Don't let fear of feeling fool you. What you see sets you apart. And there's nothing here to bind you. It's no way for life to start. Do you know that tonight the streets are
I'm スライド壁を叩いても何パーセントでも僕はもう振り返らないだろう We say no rain 振り出したって All I know 迷わないさ Because だって君と叶えたい夢がすり合うから
赤月まとって反撃だそう Just follow me now Don't you ever stop with payback in space Right I'm out of jazz 何か過去 playback or lay back 生きるのさこのセスナ Struggle They'll disappear like bubbles まあ誰も消せない胸の中のキャノン Scream in up for your pride
心を燃やして照らし続けるよずっと
Nobody can roll a fire 消せない超える灰色の世界Whatever living for, I live for this shit. We gotta stand up and go with the pride. It's like that sound rising way over the crowd. We gotta stand up and go with the pride. It's like that sound rising way over the clouds.
Now me, dami taku nai kara, sakebi tsuzukeru yo. Tsuto.
I'm never falling down. Only counts on any book to pass destiny.
Back On with Strike Back from their new album Reload that serves as the current opening theme for Fairy Tale. We gave it 3 out of 5 stars on our website. It's a good album, not great, but you know what? 3 stars out of 5, that's not a bad grade. Would you say the same, Andrew and Jonathan from Wicked Anime?
60%, I mean, that's what I strive for in high school, so.
It was pretty good.
Yes. So Andrew and Jonathan and I are going to be trying something different. We are going to do an audio Let's Play, and as we are recording, we're also doing this live on Twitch. So if you're listening on to this on Tuesday, sorry, you missed out on the live version of the video version.
Loser.
And what we are going to be playing is Alien Isolation, and first off, thank you to Sega for sending down a review copy. You will be able to read my review of this pretty soon on the Electric Sisterhood EGM Now page.
Awesome.
And so far, I'm really enjoying it. It is scary as hell. Think of, did either of you ever play, like, Amnesia or, Outlast? Think that, but then, like, the Alien series.
Okay, so it's not, like, scary. There's two sides of the scary spectrum for Aliens. It's either scary as in, like, a true horror game, or scary as in Colonial Marines. Which is just plain scary to even
see. See, an Aliens, this is what an Aliens game always should have been. Which, this is the first time they've ever made an Aliens game like this before, but since it's begun within the series as far as a video game, it's always been the soldiers, you're shooting things up, aliens jump out, booga booga booga, but this is like the first time where it's actually a suspenseful survival horror, which I believe that's what it always should have been.
Agree, because that's what the first Alien was. You didn't really see much of the alien. You just had that feeling that it was lurking in the shadows, and then all of a sudden, like, towards, you know, the three-quarter part of the movie, boom, that's when the scare comes out. And, yeah. You know, you walk through the first hour of the game, nothing really is there, but you have that sneaking suspicion that something is breathing down your neck.
Nice.
And that's what makes, I think, the atmosphere of Alien Isolation great. And for them to finally make something like this, it makes me so happy because I had lost all hope for the Aliens franchise after Colonial Marines.
Yeah. Well, everybody wanted to take it in a, in the James Cameron direction. You know, like when he made Aliens, the second one. You know, it turned into an action movie. So
right.
Well, because we all know that Aliens is the best Alien movie.
And that is true, because it contained all the elements of a great horror film and action film. And you don't really get that often. You can't even get that now. I mean, they tried it with, like, Freddy versus Jason, and remember how horrible that turned out to be?
I think that one was supposed to be campy, though, let's be honest.
That is true.
It was still a horrible movie, though.
But what we're going to be playing right now is one of the survival mode challenges. And for this one, this is actually the level that I played at E3, and it's called The Basement. And the optional objectives for this one are to collect two new cards, delete the system data, and lock down the stairwell. And the object of this one is find your way up to the central elevator, restoring power on the way.
And we're going to be playing as Dallas.
We are going to be playing as Dallas.
Everybody knows that he was the best character in the entire Alien series.
Kinda. Kinda, sort of.
He's got two different colored hairs on his face.
He uses Just for Men.
But only on his beard.
Yeah. So we're going to unmute this so people can hear what it sounds like, I hope.
It sounds horrifying.
Oh, here it comes.
Just as a reference, though, you can play as Amanda, who is the main character of this game, a.k.a. Ripley's daughter. Dallas, who was the ship captain in the first Alien series. Ellen Ripley, who... You better know who Ellen Ripley is. I mean, what the heck. And Parker, the black guy.
Wasn't he the first one to go?
Yeah, no, he wasn't.
No, he actually was the last one.
Because him and it was him and that other blonde chick got killed at the same time in the first movie.
That
was right when they were trying to escape the ship.
As a matter of fact, I think that the blonde lady who was killed at that part is the only time in the entire Alien series where you see the alien use its spike tail to kill somebody up until Alien vs. Predator.
Right.
I think they used the spike tail in Resurrection, but I don't think anybody saw Resurrection.
Yeah. It's weird, because the guy who directed Alien Resurrection, he went on to direct Amelie, which is one of the best art films ever made.
Right?
Yeah.
Anyway, select Dallas and let's get going.
All right, who wants to go first?
Oh,
you go first. You go first.
Yeah, okay. You're the pro, so...
Alright, I wouldn't call myself the pro, but we will see what happens with this. Oh boy. Because this is one of those games where you just get so frightened just by your surroundings, even though there is nothing. And by the way, if you hear shaking, my dog Lucy is in the room. She wouldn't... She would keep bothering us, and when we locked her out, she was barking, so... We have a dog here. Because it would have been worse if the dog wasn't here.
I'm keeping her at bay, though. Don't worry.
Excellent. Ha. All right. Let's go. Dallas, the basement.
Well, that was quick.
So, you want to, first of all, before you start anything, you want to collect every item you can find in this vicinity. So, let me see. Run up to the stairs here. I can't... Let's see, is there anything here? Is there anything here? And what you want to also make sure you find, too, are your proper hiding spots. So,
oh, so it does have an amnesia feel to it where you can hide in, you know, all the chests and stuff.
What about that flamethrower that was right next to you? You can't take that?
You can, yes, you can take the flamethrower, but it does nothing to the alien.
Oh, good.
Because with this game, if the alien gets you, you're dead. If it sees you, you're dead.
Is it just one alien?
One alien.
Really?
One. So far from what I played, it's just the one alien.
Oh, that's so cool. That is so cool.
All right. So as soon as I press this button,
it's on.
It's on. I may want to duck for this.
And it's just roaming around. Right?
Yeah,
it's just like is it totally random?
Totally random. So as you can see right here, the scanner, when it shakes, oh, there's a green dot. There's a green dot.
Just right on top of you, like right now.
You know what makes this game more frightening? There is a mode where you can turn the mic camera for the PlayStation camera. And if you make any noise, it will hear you.
Really?
But we're not going to do that here because I doubt people want to hear a very silent podcast show. All right.
It's gone.
It's gone. Oh. No, it's back. It's back.
How are you supposed to do anything in this game?
That's the point. You have to be so...
You just have to sit around?
Well, not sit around, but you got to sit around until you know the coast is clear. Let me see.
Oh, there it is again.
Yeah.
It's popping up north. Oh, it just went away. Oh, here it comes. Can we get a glimpse of it?
There he is!
Snap! Look at that! That's scary! Oh! Oh, no!
Hello! I just want to be your friend.
And we're just hiding behind some barrels and tool chests and stuff.
Don't mind us! Don't mind us!
Lucy, I don't think you understand the gravity of this situation.
Get him! Get him!
Kill him!
Get him! Kill him! Use the flamethrower!
You can't use the flamethrower!
Do it! It's... Did it go into the vents?
Like, yep,
it just like crawls into the vents, huh?
So run, 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 run!
Ooh, the lights turned out.
Oh, shoot. No.
What? What just happened?
The alien got into the power. Let me see where... Oh, crap!
He's like right behind you.
He is right
behind. Is he like standing on top of the desk?
He might be.
He's like right on top of you.
Oh my god.
Okay, see ya.
Okay, bye.
Sucks, I'm going home.
Go away. Oh,
go away, please.
Is it gonna open the... Oh! Oh no!
Oh! Oh, damn it, Dallas!
Oh man! I'll try.
Who's next?
I'll try. Yeah.
Who's next? Oh wow! That's a thing too. You'll hear the beep.
Oh really?
So you have to be careful. When you do that.
Wow.
Alright, so... collect everything you can find. You know what sucks about these challenge modes is even if you get so far into it...
You have to start all over?
Yep.
Sinister compound... Okay.
Don't forget your toothpaste.
Strap. Charge pack. What was the charge pack for?
I think it's for... the scanner.
Okay, so.
Flamethrower.
Yeah, definitely taking the flamethrower.
Even though it does nothing to the alien.
Well, what happens if you kill the alien?
You can't kill the alien.
Yeah, so why do you take the flamethrower?
So it just, so he
just... Is it like a deterrent?
I think it might be a deterrent, or it might also help with getting into specific areas, like melting down things.
Like, can you set things on fire?
Yes, you can set things on fire.
Like propane tanks.
I actually have not tried that yet.
Oh, look, let's roll this propane tank into the... Slowly. Yeah, let's get the propane tank into the main room. We're going to
come on, Dallas.
We're going to do this the Hank Hill way.
I tell you what.
Let's go kill some xenomorphs.
Kill some xenomorphs.
With propane and propane accessories.
I tell you what.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay, so there's a flashlight.
Hey, all right,
why is nobody watching for that? What's a bolt gun?
I have no idea. Can I?
Okay, it's not doing anything at all. So, pipe bomb. Oh, it's because I have zero. Oh, I have one bolt gun.
And one bullet for a shotgun.
Is it just a bullet, though? So yeah. I actually need to find the...
Yeah.
Okay.
Although, like I said, I don't think it does anything.
Right. Scrap. What is scrap?
You use it to build materials and such.
Okay, so...
Yeah, so you can build the pipe bomb in those instances.
Gotcha.
That is correct.
So do I need to find, like, a bench or something like that to be able to build that stuff?
No, you can actually do it right then and there.
Okay, so...
Oh, two watchers now.
All right,
so... Oh, so you just... Oh, what is that?
What?
I think that's a flamethrower.
Is that the flamethrower or is that a shotgun?
That's a shotgun.
Oh, dude, I'm just going to... Bring it on, alien! Let's go, come on.
You are good. You are going to get... You are going... You are gonna get fucked.
I'm sorry.
Probably.
Hey, yeah. It is one shot. I got one shot at this.
Alright,
let's There it is! Get him! Kill it! How do I shoot?
I think this one does it. You wanna try it again?
Why don't you see what happens if shits and giggles?
Yeah.
Oh,
hello, team. It's Gerardo! What's up, Gerardo?
Hey!
This is Jonathan's playing right now, by the way.
Yes, Jonathan is playing.
Wait, okay, which button was to shoot? Was it,
I think it's the right trigger. Let me just double check the controls here.
Yeah, so you start out with a shotgun.
I think you should try the propane tank thing.
Yeah, fire.
You should try the propane tank thing.
Yep, R2 is fire.
R2? Okay. Well, that's what I thought. But
just so you guys know, there's about a 30-second delay of when we say things here and when you're going to be able to hear it.
Either that or just the whole video is 30-second delay. All right, grab the flamethrower.
That was awesome. Yeah, I think you should try the propane tank.
So do I have a shotgun shell? I do have a shotgun.
Yes.
No, wait. Is that just shotgun? That's just one shotgun.
There's one bullet you have.
Okay, that means one bullet?
Yeah.
Okay.
See, one bullet?
Okay, cool.
Alright, you seriously are going to try this again?
I'm gonna try one more time.
Alright, let's see. Then I think we have to.
Because I want to try see the capabilities of this game. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like I want to give it a legit shot, for lack of a better word.
Come out, wherever you are.
Where are you? All right. So now, okay. So,
did I just go in there?
I have no idea.
I saw a door close, but it was not my door. So. We got an alien in here now, apparently, too.
We might.
Move over a bit, Evan. You're screening me.
Oh, sorry.
There we go. Okay. So you move...
Oh my gosh, there it is!
Damn it!
Oh!
Oh!
Damn!
Stabbed you right through there.
Damn!
Yep, insta-dead.
Oh, man.
Yes, King Browser, it is an insta-dead.
Okay, I'm no good at this game. Apparently, it's not my kind of...
Cold head.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh. Whew.
That's funny. That is so funny.
I would definitely want to... If I had a chance, I would definitely want to try... You know, this game full length. You know, it just based off of this challenge mode, it's totally atmospheric and
okay. Alive. So now this is my go at it.
Yes, Andrew is now trying this game.
I wanna take the eat bars. That is pretty specific.
Yeah,
yes.
Eat.
Like what's even in those eat bars? It's just food. Like it's the literal definition of food.
Yeah,
it's all high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah.
It's food the food bars. And you eat them, so they're eat food bars.
Unless maybe it's an allegory to Alice in Wonderland. Maybe if you eat them you grow bigger. Is the xenomorph the white rabbit? I don't know. Am I just making this up as I go along? Probably.
Absolutely.
Okay, so I've for the people on the audio only, I've collected all the stuff around the area except for the flamethrower, which I'll pick up. Why not?
Do 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 do.
And here's what we're gonna do. I am going to. How do I crouch?
Just R3.
Yeah, just normal. Yeah. As per usual.
Alright, let's see how far you last.
How do I take out the little beep beep boop thing?
What do you mean, the beep boop beep boop?
Yeah,
R1.
No.
Right. See, that's why I had trouble, is because I hit.
I saw some movement.
I hit the button that I would have figured was.
Are you kidding me?
No, it hasn't seen you yet.
He's only going to get 5 feet further.
Thanks for the vote of confidence.
Thanks, Gerardo.
He's gone.
Right.
That means run for it.
Run. You push the walk button fast. Crouch down. Go in there. Yes.
Alright, so...
Oh, what's gonna happen?
Pull out the sensor.
Pull out the sensor very quickly.
Oh, he's not even in here.
Oh, wait.
What is that? Is someone coming over the radio?
Might be someone. Oh, if you notice in the corner, you'll see, like, there's numbers. That's how many, like, .33. He's about to come through that door. Or not.
No, yeah, I don't see anything. I think you're good.
No, wait, he's going away.
Nope, 35, 34, 33.
Oh, you know what? I see him.
Yeah, there. Okay, see, there's the flashing thing on the side, which means he's on the outside of that room.
Yep. No, that does nothing.
I know. Oh, jeez.
He's now behind you.
He's like, wait, there he is. He's walking.
Oh, wait. No, wait, he can't hear us. Oh, look at that long thing. That tail. Damn you, HR Geiger.
Giger.
Giger? Giger. I've been saying a Geiger for 29 years.
Giger.
Giger. Oh, he's still behind me.
Yeah, he just went around in a circle. He knows you're there, man.
What a dick.
Oh. The Xenomorph makes it impossible to play this game.
Yeah.
The thing that the game's about makes it impossible to play this game.
How did any character from the Alien series survive?
Go.
Ridley Scott's director?
Time to go.
Alright, I don't even know where to find these key cards. Like, what am I even looking for? Crap!
Hi.
Where?
Right there.
There? Yes. No way. There's... Oh my gosh, I can!
Yes! I did so in the demo.
He's stalking you like a tentacle rape monster during a die. But I'm down. Oh!
Oh, wait, wait.
Wait.
Oh my god, it doesn't know you're there!
Shoot it! Kneecap him!
Yeah.
Boom!
Kneecap stunner. Yeah! Oh my god!
I'll shoot it in the back!
Oh my god. Oh my god!
Is he gonna go? He's going.
Oh, wow.
What a dick. Oh my gosh.
Andrew, awesome. Lockdown the stairwell is about to run out, if I'm not mistaken.
What?
Yeah.
What? See up in the top corner there? Lock down the stairwell? See how the numbers go down?
Yep.
You had to lock down the stairwell in 100 units of time.
Oh, he's gone up. He's gone up. Run.
How do I run again?
Yeah.
Failed.
Oh! Wait!
Oh my god, he did it!
He did it, Siri!
Ah! Oh shoot, now he saw me.
God, he's stuck on yes!
Oh my god!
Yes!
Oh, wow. Oh.
That was awesome.
Oh.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Oh, man. Like, this is, like, we haven't even completed any of the objectives for this. It's just so fun going in and just...
However, Gerardo was correct. You did get at least 5 feet farther than I did. We saw a room that we had never seen before, and it was completely adjacent to the room I died in. Hey, both times. Right.
Back to everyone. Right.
Let's try this again. Oh.
Just that, like, sudden... like, instance of, oh, we got rid of him! Yay!
We got an achievement. At least that's something. All right, collect all the items. Oh. You see, it's odd. Like, I'm so happy that Sega set down a review copy of this for me to play, and then at the same time, I'm like... Now I have to play this and get the shit scared out of me at every corner. It's bittersweet.
But right now, like, what they are doing with this game
is 100% exactly what they've been, we're supposed to be doing this entire time.
Exactly. I couldn't agree more. Okay, hit him with the guitar.
Yeah.
Maybe I can swoon him with some melodies.
Do they have ears? Do xenomorphs have ears?
That's a good question. Well, they hear somehow.
Yeah, they would have to. Unless, because, mm-hmm. I mean, like, the only thing that they have is, like, a mouth. You know, yeah. So.
Maybe it's sonar?
Maybe.
It has to be sonar.
Well, that's what. Remember the horrible fan fiction movie, Alien vs. Predator 2? Yeah, Requiem?
Yeah, Requiem.
Maybe sensors?
Yeah, well, see, that's what I'm thinking, but that's what the Predator.
Yeah.
That's what the Predator alien was like in the first one. Okay, so now we're stuck behind this table again.
Yep. Well, let me see.
Hey, go get that piece of scrap. You need that piece of scrap.
Hold on.
Wow, he is just careless.
Yeah, he's just making a mess now.
Get out of my way.
Dude, oh, I'm such a careless alien.
Out of my way, propane tanks.
I'm more of an ethanol person, man.
That's what I got the last time, was the ethanol.
Alright, now's your chance to make a move. Yeah! Got that scrap. So he is. Oh!
What?
Oh! You gotta turn around! Shoot him! Shoot him!
God. Dude hasn't noticed me yet!
Dude, he's gonna see you!
No, dude!
No!
And he Frenched me.
Oh, wow.
Don't mind, he's just walking through.
I don't think we're gonna get anywhere with this.
This game is hard, yo.
It is. Even on the easy mode in the campaign, it has a real big challenge.
Just like in the old days when Sega would make Sega Genesis games. That is,
yes.
Like, you had to play on easy mode because it was just so difficult.
If you were good at the game, you could beat it in under an hour, so they had to up the difficulty in the game to make it last longer.
Right. Yes.
Like, a good example was with, like, Earthworm Jim. Like, how long that took. That's, like, a good 3 to 4 hour game if you're just really starting to play it.
Right. But
that's because of how challenging it is.
Yeah. Same thing with Vector Man.
Oh, yeah.
I remember Vector Man was like a 3 hour Sega game. Come on, propane tank!
Cooperate. We gotta try this. We gotta see if it works.
There he is. He was up in the corner.
Is he? Oh, he's over there.
Yeah. Yeah. What Gerardo said.
Oh, there's a bot. There's like a dude. There's a corpse.
Are you just gonna blast him?
I don't think you can. I don't recommend that, Dave.
Take that, dick!
Yeah! Yeah!
You frayed him off! I can't believe you did that! And you lived to tell the tale!
Wait.
Bravo, Jonathan! Bravo!
Okay, so now I need to find.
Oh my god!
I'm Dallas!
Yippee-ki-yay! Wait, wrong movie!
Let's see.
Tell the tale for now! I hear something.
So that is really interesting how,
although your flamethrower is now completely empty.
There it is!
Where?
It was coming right at you.
I would crouch if I were you.
Oh! He's in there!
And I would turn off your flashlight, too.
Oh, I didn't even realize I had it on. Oop. He's in the room with me, isn't he?
Yep, he's in there.
He's probably not happy with me.
He probably isn't. What's the big idea? You burnt half my face off!
See,
so what about the bolt gun?
Yeah, what's the bolt gun?
I have no idea.
Ha!
might as well.
Oh! He went up.
Oh.
Where do you go? If you want to see the map, I think you push. I think you push that down. See your.
I've tried all the buttons. And you said that, but I didn't look at the controller. Wait!
Oh! I was just getting a sandwich from the fridge, and now you ruined it.
So we didn't get to try the boat gun.
So what you do is you push that down from the map, I believe.
Really?
Yep.
Interesting.
The touch sensor.
Cool.
Wow.
Okay, yeah, because you haven't started the area yet.
All right, Dallas, let's do this. And by do this, I mean just try your best. I think that's what we've been doing our best.
Yeah.
And the alien
we goofed off a couple times, but for the most part...
I mean, we needed to test a few things out, but...
There's a few experiments, a few hypotheses, and... is it hypothesize?
Hypotheses.
Okay.
We still haven't gotten to try the propane thing. I don't think we need to roll that propane tank, seeing that there's like 1,000 of them in this room.
Agreed.
How do you run again?
You hold down the walk button.
You hold down the walk button.
You hold down that stick.
Oh, okay. Just Leroy Jenkins it.
Oh, shoot. Here it comes. He's going to hear your steps, by the way. Oh,
man!
You had to look behind you.
Oh.
High five.
Did you like that deep penetration? Let's give you another chance.
Yeah, I'm giving it another go for that one.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. This game.
He does not make it easy.
Yep. Oh, you just push the X button.
Oh, yeah.
Do we need any, like, those scrap things at all? Like, do we need to spend our time collecting all that stuff in the room, or do you just need to grab the flamethrower and go?
I have no idea.
I was looking at the scoreboard, at the leaderboard, at the beginning, and it says that somebody's completed this challenge in 55 seconds.
Are you shitting me?
Yeah. That was...
Well, I don't even know where the stairwell is.
I think it'll show up in the map as soon as you press that button. You know, to start the level.
Horror is fun, Gerardo.
Yes. Horror, for the horror factor or for the fun. I play horror games because I think they are the most kind of fun kind of game to play.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Silent Hill is my favorite game series of all time. So, I just enjoy being scared while playing. I think it adds a whole new element. Like, when Fear first came out, I... absolutely lived to play Fear.
Mm-hmm. And that's why we really liked Albino Lullaby over at Boston Fig, because we loved that whole fear factor it gave us.
Yeah, Albino Lullaby sure had a different kind of atmosphere than...
Right, because he said it was more Hitchcockian.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's kind of like, as it's set up here, with Alien Isolation, where you don't really have anything that can kill the aliens, like you can't kill the grandchildren, as they call them in Albino Lullaby.
Yeah.
But at least in Albino Lullaby, you have a chance to escape. Whereas here...
Yeah, it's not looking good. It's like, if you get caught once...
Uh-huh. Wait, what? You see, this is what this game does to you. You forget that it doesn't hear us talking unless you have it set up so it can hear you.
Yeah,
talking.
You can, in fact, set this game up. So,
oh my gosh. I'm going to go the right way.
Actually, I'm going to go straight.
You're going to go straight?
I didn't even know there was a door there.
Yes.
Oh, snap.
Go through.
Come on, go.
Oh, put the axe.
Oh, there we go.
Be careful.
Snap! This is a whole new...
Do you go up?
Oh, jeez.
Or...
What's in there? Wait, what are you looking at?
Nope. That just takes you to the other side there. Although, okay. This comes in handy now.
It jams it though.
Oh. Although.
Oh wait. No, it's he's on. Yeah, I would go that way because he can't. Have you played PT yet?
Yes, I've played PT.
Oh shit!
Oh shit!
No! I think that's a good place to end that.
Oh, whoa! Okay. So let's stop right there. Where's the remote so I can just silence this? So quick thoughts. What do you guys think of this game so far?
It's a scary game.
Yeah, that is such an experience. That is so great. That was fun. That was so much fun. I seriously had no idea that I would have that much fun just playing it, like, with, especially how we played it, like, the kind of round-robin kind of way. It's like, oh, you died, now it's my turn. Like, yeah. Yeah, it almost seems like it's a new kind of experience for a party game.
Exactly!
You know, it's like...
Who will last the longest in this? It's just like, if there's a way we can combine this with your hardcore anime panel...
Yeah.
Oh.
That would definitely have to take a lot of thought and imagination, but who knows? Who knows?
Oh, but so far this game has been blowing my expectations out of the water so far. If any of you out there who have the PS4, Xbox One, or PC, grab it. I don't know how the PS3 and Xbox 360 versions are, so I can't really say to go out and grab those ones. But from what I played so far in Alien Isolation,
yeah, for me, I'd say it's the atmosphere, not the graphics. So if it's the exact same thing with possibly lower graphics for the PlayStation 3 or the Xbox 360, definitely get it.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Cool.
So, guys, well, thank you for joining me for the podcast aspect. I know you're going to stick around for more of the live stuff.
Yeah. Yes, we will.
So, let's do the usual promo stuff that I like to do. So, remember, for your recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the Boston Basher Brigade, you can find us at www.b3crew.com. If you have any questions, comments, song requests, if you're in a band and want to be featured on the show, or if you have any questions for our friend Sawa Sensei, you can write to us at thebastards@bostonbasherbrigade.com. I'm on Twitter at king_baby_duck, and on Tumblr at b3crew.tumblr.com. Like us on facebook.com/BostonBashBrigade. And don't forget about the other shows under the Land of Ash, including Electric Sisterhood, Geek Aggro, Issues Program, and also the EGM Now Electric Sisterhood page, which is at egmnow.com/Electric Sisterhood. Oh my god, my... I think I my voice with that one! All right, guys, you do your whole promo stuff.
All right, and if you guys want to join us over at Wicked Anime, you can go to nerdyshow.com/WickedAnime, where we have podcasts and videos. You can also find our videos on our main page over at youtube.com/WickedAnimeReviews. And you can also find the podcast over at places like SoundCloud and on iTunes, if you want to rate and subscribe on iTunes. If you guys want to email us anything, just email us at wickedanimereviews@gmail.com. That is wickedanimereviews@gmail.com, all one word. We also have places like Tumblr and Twitter, where you can tweet us at YoWickedAnime, and all that kind of good stuff. Just go check out the show, yo.
Excellent. So, guys, thank you again. And this coming weekend, I will be at another anime convention. That is the name of it. I'm not just saying it's another anime convention. I'm saying it is the another anime convention in Manchester, New Hampshire. I'll be hanging out with the guys from Scarlet Rhapsody and Anime Jam Sessions. I'll be doing some interviews with a couple of the voice actors over there. So look out on b3crew.com for all the updates on that as well.
All right.
Sweet.
Alright, so the final song we're going to be playing is from a band called Rotten Grafty, and they are celebrating their 15th anniversary this year, and this is their latest single, Sekai no Owari. So, until next time, this is King Baby Duck,
Jonathan from Wicked Anime,
and Andrew from Wicked Anime,
reminding you that you don't have to be from Boston to be a bastard,
but it sure helps.
Alright, let's go back to something.
Alright.
shit.